101X. Jason Dick and friends. Serena G tweets at Jason Dick AF, says, OMG, Roxy, you are my favorite now. Drag Race fan here. Let's talk Drag Race. Who are you rooting for this season? I am team Rosé. Rose?
Rosé. Rosé kind of came out of nowhere. We were like, who's this queen?
Oh, my God, I don't care.
They're UCLA.
Stop it.
Nick, didn't you involve yourself in the Drag Race community for a little while?
Yeah, my roommate, he likes watching it, and so I would watch it with him. But I don't like the drama. I like the artistry of it. I like them making their outfits and doing their dances. But just when they're just sitting there bitching at each other.
That's no good for you?
No. Okay.
That's why you should check out local drag shows, because you don't see any of the drama and get all of the performance by some amazing local queens.
Serena G, I'm going to tell Avery what you said. She's been proclaiming her love for Avery for a couple of weeks now.
And look. If
Roxy's first day, she's like, oh my God, Roxy's my favorite now.
Avery and I can share. I love Avery. Avery's
this is very disappointing
it.
To me.
I know.
Because Avery, I tried to get her to start throwing shade your way, and I was like, I want to start a local comic beef. I want you guys to be at each other's throats. And she refused to throw you under the bus for
our
anything.
Our pinkies are linked.
Said that you were the loveliest person, and you said all the nice things about her.
Oh,
what?
I love Avery.
I thought you comic people are supposed to be cynics and hate each other. You're all just all buddy buddy. Everybody's
friends.
Not this
day and age. Nope.
Not
we've
like radio.
Evolved.
Good on you guys. What are you talking about?
Not like radio.
I got no beef with any of the other radio people.
Radio show.
I like all the people who
I have beef with you. Trust me.
Yeah.
You seem sad.
What?
Sorry.
Not sad. Happy birthday to my little guy, Bumbleito. My girlfriend's kid is 13 years old today.
He's a man.
I have some questions, some inquiries that I need to make about what is my responsibility here in this young man's life. But first, tattoos on the first date. What? How?
Yeah.
Why?
Oh, man. It was a goof, too. We went out to dinner. We had a lovely dinner. And then he was like, what do you want to do after? I made the joke of, well, let's get tattoos. And then he took me to get a tattoo. And in the moment, I had to be like, well, what do I want on me forever? And I was like, Freddie Mercury. Let's do it. So I have a Freddie Mercury tattoo on my side. We went to pinballs afterwards. I was like levitating. I was just so like, I just got a tattoo. I'm on a first date. I just won some tickets. I'm alive.
What was it? Is it just like Freddie Mercury's face?
It's like a little outline
something?
Of him.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And that wasn't your first tattoo.
No.
Was it? You had
some other.
Okay.
That's I had some other ones.
Good, good, good.
But I don't think I kissed him at the end of the night. Now that I'm thinking about it, he paid for a tattoo. He went on this wild ride of like, what do you want to do? Get a tattoo. What do you want to do? Go play pinballs. And then I didn't even give him a little smoocherino.
I would never be the guy who says that you owe him anything for that. But that's a little. Did you guys have a second date?
We are still friends.
So no.
Yeah.
No. That's,
did he get a tattoo?
There's a man down.
No.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because I would feel bad if he got a tattoo as part of this whole, like, oh, we're both getting tattoos.
It.
And then, it just ends in friendship. Yeah, that's not cool.
When did this happen?
It was maybe 2014.
Okay. How did you guys meet in reality then? Or could people already swipe?
No, that was still OKCupid territory.
OKCupid.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Which is the worst thing about, like, OKCupid and Tinder and all the, and Bumble. I know you got Bumbleina.
Yeah.
You know, you go off the apps for a while, and then you come back on, and it's the same people, and you're like, oh, no.
Yeah.
There's no dating pool here.
Yeah. I've only been out of it, less than 2 years now, but now that whole world just seems horrible to me.
It's terrifying.
And so, I'm glad to be out of it.
I recently got into Facebook dating because Jason made me.
What do you think of that?
It's great if you want to find a single mom. Which is like, ruling it out. It's fine.
Yeah. I found one. Now I'm obligated to buy birthday presents. I mean, I'm excited to buy a birthday present today.
I need to figure out how to narrow down the search radius. Because I'm getting a lot of San Antonio, a lot of Round Rock, which is fine.
You won't commute for love?
Not to San Antonio.
That's fair.
That's a long ways.
Meet at Bucky's and have like a fun.
Meet at Bucky's.
But... it's fine. There's been a couple. There was one person on there that just was like, hey, are you really doing this? Because I guess they are a listener. And I'm like, I never, first of all, I haven't responded to anybody because I'm mad.
Well, yeah. What's up with that, man? Come on.
I don't know. Just
crank it up.
You need the yes mentality. Just say yes.
Yeah. I should. Well, look, also, there's weird, there's been weird, what are the rules in COVID times and all that, and now that we're fully vaccinated, we might branch out some stuff. The room lord's out of town for the week, ladies, so now...
Oh.
Is the opportunity to not
sex party
anything.
In the Hashtag house?
Yeah. Oh, man. She
got rid of that sex cross a couple of days too early. That was a mistake.
Yeah. But yeah, there's one person who's like, are you really doing this? And I was like, I don't know.
I challenge you, Haja, to go on one Facebook date this week and take her to get a tattoo.
Okay.
I think that sets you up good.
It's Jason, Dick, and Friends on 101X.
Jason, Dick, and Friends. At Lil Known Joe tweets at Jason, Dick, AF says, I'm loving at Pugly Roxy today. More, please. Yeah, our friend Roxy Castillo is joining us in studio today. At Pugly Roxy. Is that a Queen reference I don't get, or is that just...
No, and now that everybody's like, hey, we want Pugly Roxy, I should change my handle. I think there was a time I just liked pugs. And
I think
it was,
it's fun.
You sign up for Twitter in 2007, and it's like, no, that's I like pugs.
That's a good one. I like at Pugly. Follow at Pugly Roxy for us today. She just told us how she went on a first date and got a tattoo on the first date. It's fun. At Darth Daisy says, I took a girl out on a first date to get our tongues pierced.
Ooh.
She passed out, and when the piercer asked her name, I completely forgot it. True story.
Oh,
Jesus. Tongue pierced on the first date, huh?
But then you can't kiss.
I was going to say that's
tender.
Yeah, that'd be a problem unless you're on a date with Roxy who doesn't kiss on the first date.
Sorry about it.
What's up with that? Hey, it is my girlfriend's kid's birthday today. Bumbelina's son, Bumbelito. Not real names. He's 13. Earmuffs, Bumbelito. I presume you should be in school right now, but I don't know how things work in the practices. It's your birthday. Do you get a free whatever?
You're a great dad already.
Maybe your mom shouldn't be letting you listen to this program anyway. But if you're listening right now, shut it off because I got to talk about your birthday for a second. First of all, I'm a great dad. Why is everybody penciling me into dad role? Okay, I didn't sign up for that. Did I sign up for that?
Yes, you did.
I signed up for that.
The contract when you're dating someone with a kid.
Yes,
that's the thing is that I might wind up in a.
You're at least.
I can't. I just rather be big brother role. Can I be step big brother situation?
See, but that's weird because it's his. He's your brother, but you're doing stuff with his mom and.
Okay. Well, here I have a couple of legitimate questions here. And yeah, if he is, living in a mostly without a father figure in his life right now.
Father of mine.
God damn it, it is going to be me.
Yes.
Jesus.
You know what?
Well, then let me ask you a very important. It's his 13th birthday. That's a very important birthday. In the way I was raised. Okay.
No, you do not buy him a prostitute.
Is it? I'm not going to buy him a prostitute.
Get him a butterfly knife.
excuse me.
Yeah, the little butterfly knife that you like flick open.
Yeah. That is not what I meant when I said
well,
the way I was raised.
Want.
But
what was the over-under on seconds before he just is bleeding after you get him a switchblade?
I'm
going to say 7.
I'm not getting him a switchblade.
All right.
I don't think he can open it without cutting himself.
And that's dad energy. That was a test, and
yes.
He passed it. No knives for kids.
Good.
You're getting there.
Should I talk to him about having sex, though? Roxy, a little backstory. I became a man when I was 13 years old. It was a big year for me.
Can't brag much.
Yeah. It's not. You know what? I was waiting until I was in love, and it happened when I was 13. Okay.
if you can't tell, Jason definitely kisses on the first date.
Yeah.
he's 13 now. Do I need to talk to him about some stuff, about some things, about the world at large?
I bet you those kids know more than we do.
Yeah.
Yeah?
By this age. I mean, they grew up with the internet, so I'm sure he's seen some stuff. But I don't know. I think we should do that as a fun segment. Let's get him on the show, and let's let him ask you questions.
Birds and bees type questions?
Well, I mean, life questions, sure, but...
Okay. I'm afraid what he might ask. I'm sure he would just say, Jason, can you buy me this game for the Switch? I would imagine. Yeah. His mom would tell you. He's not anywhere near ready for that situation, and that seems correct. I don't know. Is he? I don't know. That's not my real question. My real question. I'm gonna earmuffs, Bumbelito. We're buying him a bike. for his birthday. When I say we,
motorcycle,
I mean his mom will accompany me to a bike store where I will buy him a bike. And I brought this up off the air earlier, and Roxy said a bike. That's like $100, right? I would love.
That's $100, right?
That's $100, right?
Okay.
This is a legitimate question. How much do you spend for a kid bike? Because. Yeah, he currently...
You take him to Walmart, you get a Huffy.
Thank you. That's what I'm thinking. You say bike store, so you're going to some, you know, like off Lamar nice bike store.
This is what I'm worried about. Walmart. Is that, yeah, I think his mom, particularly now that she knows that he's on bike scholarship, is, yeah, we're going to some fancy bike store where they're going to... Because she went to... I was like, well, we should go look for him a bike and get it and give it to him on his birthday. And the fancy bike store guy said, oh, we need him to come in here so that measure him, fit, whatever. And I was like, look, well, I'm not raising the next Lance Armstrong here. Just want to get a kid a bike. Do I have to bring him in for a measurement for his bike? Or do you just go to Walmart and you'd be like, hey, that one. The one.
Yeah, up.
The one with
the one up there.
The sweet neon pegs, all right?
Well, it has to have the little spokes that his little friends can ride on.
Oh, and a baseball card for the
alien, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, look, you mentioned earlier that this is for him to ride to school, and I don't want to get too much details, but I mean, if he has to make a bike ride every day there and back, you need to make sure that he's not going to be huffing and puffing, get him something with some gears.
Is that your electric bike? Should I get a scooter? Moped?
Oh, dude.
Mobility scooter? Man. What are you talking about? Huffing and puffing. He's a 13-year-old kid. That's what you do is you pedal your bike up the goddamn hill. Give me a break.
Yeah, but you don't
need gears.
If he's taking him an hour to get to school and then he's exhausted and covered in sweat, okay, that's not good.
That was question number one. How much do you spend on a kid's 13-year-old's birthday bike? Because I like the sound of $100. $200 is good as well. I'm just not trying to get up into this $300, $400
bike. Let me text my dad.
Territory.
Let me see what...
Is he in the biking world?
No, but...
Oh.
He'll let you know how much to pay.
Just parenting world?
Yeah.
And B, because this is another thing. So they're moving in this summer. And one of the first important, you know, how can we make this work conversations that we had was him getting to and from school. She wants to keep him at the school that he's currently at, which is close to my house, but outside of the bus zone.
Yeah.
So we would just lie to them about the address, whatever. He'd keep going to that school, but then we would have to pick him up, drop him off, all of those types of things. And she was shoveling some of those responsibilities onto my plate, which I said that in a real judgy way. I was happy to help with this, but I said... He's going to have a we're getting him a bike for his birthday. He rides his bike from school to home. I would say it's about a mile.
That's doable.
He has to he has to cross airport, though. That's the thing.
Well, that'll teach
airport
him.
Airport Boulevard, not Austin Bergstrom, okay?
Yeah. Oh, that'd be impressive.
He just has to cross one road with lights and crosswalks and all. He's 13 years old. He can do that, right? She says he's not ready for that.
I mean, he could probably take a hit. Like, he's very pliable.
He could be hit by a car? That is not helping
Builds
my
character.
Not helping my case here. That he could
scars.
Take a hit.
Jason, I got hit by a Tesla on the way to school today.
Wait a minute. That's Bumbleito's voice now?
Yeah.
What do you guys think? Tweet at us at JasonDickAF. How much do you spend on a kid's birthday bike? And he can bike a mile to and from school, right? Right?
Here's more Jason, Dick, and Friends. 101X.
101X. Jason, Dick, and Friends. Bumbleito, how about a Black Sheep Lodge gift card for your birthday? Huh? Yeah?
Ooh.
There's no bike, but cheese curds. Better than bike, if you ask me. No, we have a Black Sheep Lodge gift card for you to win in just a second. Ruby Two Shoes tweets at Jason Dick AF says, Roxy is right. My son wants a switchblade, but he's 15. That's the switchblade age?
Yeah, I got my finger on the pulse. Kids want knives.
What about like a BB gun?
Or a katana. Kids want katanas.
Dude, I remember...
Yeah, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
When I was how old was I when I was a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle enthusiast? Because, yeah, we went to one of her weird friend's apartments. Now I haven't thought about these questions in so long. Mom, what were you doing there? You buying weed from that guy? What were we doing at that guy's apartment? But he had a katana just hanging on the wall.
Heck yeah.
In his living room. Mm-hmm. And I remember trying to ask him if I could have it and could I take it, because I was a Ninja Turtle guy. And I feel like my mom was on my side, was like, just give it to him. I was a kid. Don't let me have a freaking ninja sword. Are you kidding me?
I have a katana in my trunk right now.
You're a grown up. What? You can have katana. Also, why? What the hell?
Well, you never know. You just never know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
what do you mean? Is this like a?
It's a personal protection.
The can of mace on the keychain.
Keep
a katana in your trunk.
Katana in the trunk.
When you have to pop a trunk.
You don't know.
Julio from SA says, yes, dude, you 100% signed up for that. Oh, I mean, good. 13th birthday is a one-on-one fishing trip, maybe his first driving lesson. I'm taking my son horseback riding for his 13th.
Oh, I love that.
Oh, he's already had that first driving lesson. Sorry, Dad.
What's that?
I had to pick up Bumbleito from school.
Right. And you let him drive your car.
Mm-hmm. I let him drive my car in a parking lot. We got some ice cream, and he explained sex to me.
He explained sex to you?
Yeah.
Really?
I had it all wrong.
Okay. Let's see here. Elixir says, my first bike was bought at a police auction for $100. It was a Mongoose BMX with pegs and pedal brakes. I used to ride anywhere within a 5-mile radius of my home at 10 years old. This was 2004-05 in Fort Worth. I say it teaches you self-dependence and value. I do think his mom is a little too tight with the, he's not ready for that. He's 13 years old. He can ride to and from school, right?
Yes.
I don't know how much a mile is or where I would go when I was a kid, but it was basically just like, all right, I'm out. I'll be back before dark. Those were the rules. Just be back before dark.
Yeah.
I mean, is that a scarier world now?
Yes. Yes, it is. But here's the question is, can he bike to where the bus can pick him up?
I guess so, but now he's like, this is a real commute that we're putting together here. Multiple modes of transportation.
Let's just strap it to the back of the bus.
Teach him how to put it on the bus.
Yeah.
Oh, golly.
Because that's
guy with the bike on the bus. Don't be that guy.
Mm-hmm.
Get out of here.
Don't
man.
Use sustainable
transportation
in a city with a terrible infrastructure. Yeah,
also, it's Austin, Texas. Just get him a unicycle. Have your costs.
Yes. $50.
A unicycle?
Plus, that'll take care of that whole get him introduced to sex thing, right? Who doesn't love a guy on a motorcycle?
Excuse me?
A unicycle.
Do you think the unicycle guys are killing it out there?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They're crushing it.
I don't know about that.
They're crushing it. They will wheel into your heart.
Here's more Jason, Dick, and Friends. 101X.
101X, Jason, Dick, and Friends. Our friend Roxy Castillo with us today. Julio from SA tweets at Jason, Dick, AS says, when was the last time Mr. Affluence rode a bus? Y'all really think he'd know how to lock a bike on the rack? That bike will end up under the bus within the first block. it's funny because, I do not get on buses very often. Hey, I'll have you know, in Chicago, New York, I ride the train everywhere, all right? I'll get down on that train. I was stranded in Nashville a couple of months ago. You guys know the story. Don't worry about it. I was trying to catch the bus to the airport to rent a car to drive home from Nashville. And I remember having like a moment of fear because I was like, I don't know how to pay for the bus. How do you?
High fives, a friendly smile.
Well, right. I mean, like, can you pay for it with a fist bump or do you take my card? I got a 20. What happened? How do you pay for the bus?
You know, there's an app.
Bus pass. There's an app for that?
Yeah.
Ah, okay. I didn't have it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure you could pay.
It was free that day because it was frozen
or something. But yeah, there's just an app and you pay a ticket.
Okay, good.
Here, I'll make you a deal. All you have to do, I will be Bumbleito's official pickup from school in the afternoons.
Wow.
And all you have to do is buy me a PS5.
Forever?
For this year.
Can I put you in as pinch stepdad for good? And then,
I mean,
you
I don't
do
wanna,
the fishing trips and the horseback riding. And
I've kind of been sitting there behind you just the entire time, like making sure, just double checking that somebody has to help this kid. Yeah.
Let's hook up some Black Sheep Lodge for you. 512-835-1015. You want to go hang in Black Sheep Lodge, one of our favorite spots down on South Lamar. Get the cheese curds, man. We have your chance at a Black Sheep Lodge gift card when we play Nick That Tune. Beat Nicholas Hajda. Roxy, it's your first day, but you've already learned Nicholas is like a rock and roll encyclopedia.
Yes.
He knows all of the things and the stuff. If you can beat him at Nick That Tune, 512-835-1015, you win Black Sheep Lodge.
Back to Jason, Dick, and Friends, 101X.
Your shot at a Black Sheep Lodge gift card coming up in just a second. Hold on. My thanks to Roxy Castillo who has joined us day one of and friending duty today. And I asked Roxy earlier, I was like, what is this goofball carnival shirt that you're wearing today? But it's actually super serious, sentimental. It's very important to you, right?
It's sweet. It's an airbrush t-shirt that I got at the carnival the last time we were allowed to go to the carnival. Because I don't know what, you know, community you're part of, but in the Hispanic, you know, in the POC community, if somebody dies, you get a memorial shirt made of them.
At the carnival?
At the well, wherever you can get your airbrushed shirts. Yeah. But this one is my Shondi Superstar shirt. Our good friend and comedy legend of the local scene, LaShonda Lester, passed away today. Not today. Like,
well,
you know,
this is the anniversary.
The
today.
Anniversary. That's what it is. What do you call it? Like a
memorial?
Happy Death Day?
Death anniversary. Yeah, I'm happy, not sure.
Death Day, I guess, but today's the day, so it just felt like a good moment to wear the shirt, rep her, and also just send her love out into the universe and have you guys check out her album, Shondi Superstar, on Spotify. Look her up. She's an amazing, amazing woman. We miss her with all of our hearts. The Austin community still loves and misses her so much, so wanted to send her love today.
I knew of her. I did not know her. I know she was an up-and-coming comic and then passed away way too young, surprisingly. She was your best friend, though, you said.
Yes. Yeah.
That's awful, man.
She was my girl. I loved her. But you know what? Today's not a day to be sad. It's a day to remember, to be happy. And just listen to her album. You know, enjoy the laughs, because that's what she would want.
Where can people find it?
Spotify, Apple.
What is this Spotify? I've never heard of that.
Spotify.
One. I know that one. Okay. I get.
Shondi Superstar, LaShonda Lester. We love you.
That's awesome. We have a $25 Black Sheep Lodge gift card to give away when we play Nick That Tune. Nick That Tune. Nick That Tune. Everybody loves to play Nick That. Nick That Tune. Nick That Tune. Roxy, that intro jingle should give you an idea of how professional and serious this game is.
I thought you were saying that into the mic.
Yeah, we don't want that. Well, I did do that on the fly. I'm a very talented person. But this game, our contestant, hi, Aaron.
Hey, good morning.
What's up, Aaron? We're going to give you a year and a clue about a song. It'll include a lyrical reference. There's a theme to all the clues. And so, yeah, I'm going to give you a little info there. And then you and Nick are going to bid. How many seconds of that song, 10 or less, do you need to hear to Nick That Tune? You get 1 point for the artist, 1 point for the title of the song. They're stealing if the other person gets it all wrong. And if you beat Nick, we're going to give you $25 to spend at Black Sheep Lodge. All right, my man?
Sounds good.
All right, everybody ready? Your first clue comes from 1993. This is a song from 1993. Your clue, you know, some days I can't come up with a good theme for this game, and then I look to the skies and I shout, "Heaven, let your light shine down." That is your clue. A song from 1993. Nick, how many seconds do you need to Nick That Tune?
I can Nick That Tune in 4 seconds.
4 seconds, he says. Aaron?
Oh, I know it, but can't think of it. So Nick That Tune.
Oh, he's going to get 4 seconds. Song from 1993. Are you ready here, Haji?
Yep.
Meow.
That is Collective Soul, and I'm going to guess that the song is just Run.
Run.
But I don't think it's Run.
Okay. That is Collective Soul is right. 1 point there. Run is not the name of the song. You can steal for 1 second or for one point if you happen to know the name of the song there, Aaron.
I'll just guess Shine Down.
Shine Down. Judges, are we going to accept that? The song is called Shine.
Shine. Dolly Parton did a cover of this.
Really?
She made it pretty Christian.
Are you a...
Well, she also cured COVID, so she can do whatever she wants.
Exactly.
Are you a big Dolly lady?
I am a Dolly
Roxy?
Fan.
Get it on, man. All right. Okay, so what happened there? That was 1 point for Nick, but still anybody's game. Let's go to number two. It's a song from 2003. 2003, your clue. It's my girlfriend's son's birthday today. I'm going to send away for a priceless gift, one not subtle, one not on the list. That's your clue. A song from 2003. Nick, how many seconds of that song do you need to hear to nick that tune?
All of it. I can nick that tune, and I will say 7 seconds.
Good poker face. Aaron, what do you think? How many? You can say less than seven, or you can make Nick name it.
I can nick that tune in 5 seconds.
5 seconds, he says.
I can nick that tune in 4 seconds.
Are you buying into the drama here, Roxy?
Yes.
See what's happening? 4 seconds, he says, Aaron.
I can nick that tune in 3 seconds.
Ooh.
I can nick that tune in 2 seconds.
Oh, my God.
Nick that tune.
God damn it.
2 seconds. All right, Nick, here you go. 2 seconds from 2003.
Oh, crap. Oh, crap. It's not that one. It's not that one.
Is it not that one?
It's definitely not that one. You know what I'm thinking?
Oh, do you know Jesus. This one, Roxy?
Nope.
Good.
Staring down the something of a shotgun like your grandparents got one. A1A Detroit Avenue.
You gotta stop f***ing around here, okay?
Stop doing it.
Shinedown?
Okay.
Is the band.
Okay.
And I have no idea for the song, so I will say Staring Down the Barrel.
Shinedown is correct. That is not the name of the song. If you had a guess on the name of the song, Aaron, you could steal a point here.
It's 45, right?
45 is correct.
There
yes.
we go.
The rules, is he not allowed to steal when you get the artist correct?
No, that's what's been a thing.
I change the rules. I change the rules every day. That's 45 by Shinedown. Noted butt rock superstars. I don't know. I tweeted it earlier today, but did you see the car display somebody tweeted us?
Yeah.
Yesterday
we retweeted it.
We were playing Butthole Surfers. But because it doesn't have enough room for all the letters, it just said Butthole Rock, which I was like, that's
correct.
That's what we do around here. That's
put that on a
operate.
Billboard.
All right. 2 points for Nick. There's 1 point for contestant Aaron. Anything can happen on the third question. Here we go. From 2006, a song from 2006. If you thought question three is where you'd figure things out and win the game, I got bad news for you. I'm going to F up your ego, silly boy. Going to make you cry. Here's your clue from 2006. How many seconds do you think you need to nick that tune, Hajda?
I can nick that tune in 6 seconds.
6 seconds, Aaron.
I can nick that tune in 4 seconds.
Okay.
Nick that tune.
All right, Aaron. Here you go. 4 seconds from 2006.
I got no clue.
all right, hold on. We got a prize for you anywhere. Haja, you want to steal? Do the theme, man.
Yes.
You can do it.
But that doesn't... It's either that one or that one. I'm going to go...
Okay.
I'm going to go metric... Shiny toy guns?
Shiny toy guns is the name of the artist. And this song is called Lay Disco.
Yeah.
But these were all shine songs because... we just had our one shining moment last night.
Heck yeah.
You guys know. Roxy knows about shining moments and stuff.
Man, you're going to do a shine theme. I can't even get some Mario Sunshine theme song music.
Roxy, fun first day. Did you have fun here?
This
you want to come back again?
Super swell. Okay. You know what? I'll be here tomorrow.
Awesome.
I feel like she may not want to like do radio, but she definitely will sit in here and just watch us. Like she's finding this super
entertaining. Oh, I've been taking notes.
Yeah.
I've been...
That's good.
I'm getting my
popcorn ready.
I like that. All right, Aaron, hold on. We got a prize for you. We'll be back tomorrow.
It's Jason, Dick, and Friends on 101X.